In your experience, were there some things that surprised you about the experience of grieving Nancy? Were there some things that stand out in your mind that were just surprises to you as you were walking along and are walking along?
Right. Yeah, there are things. I knew in theory, I've read a number of books on grief. I had read articles, listened to people speak on the topic. I knew that grief wasn't always going to be predictable, wasn't always going to be what you expect. But I knew the holidays, for instance, would mm-hmm. be especially difficult. And trust me, they have been. And everyone knows this because Nancy was inseparable from Christmas. I remember thinking the same thing about my mom when she died, when I was about 30 years old when she died. And it was like, oh my gosh, Christmas. My mom was Christmas. She did everything. It was like, well, then Nancy became, you know, inseparable from Christmas in my mind. So I knew that those things would be tough. But what was surprising was other things that were tough. For instance, on the opening day of the NFL season, I'm sitting there watching a game by myself. I mean, Gracie was there, but she's not really into football that much. And here I am, and there was no Nancy was very exuberant as a fan, and even in games where her team, the Seahawks, weren't playing, she would be really excited, and she would like yell as if she was in a stadium. You know, and then we'd go to the stadiums and she'd really yell. And she has this whistle that she would just, you know, put her fingers in her mouth and just go off on the whistle and all. So our home was noisy, but in a very great way when football was going on. And I'm sitting there and it's totally quiet. I'm a football fan also, but I'm not a loud football fan. And so, all of a sudden, I'm going, the silence was overwhelming, and I just started weeping because I so miss Nancy, because this is something she loved. And as I say, I think she still loves. And one day on the new earth, you know, I wouldn't be at all surprised if people are playing football and she's going and watching or playing or participating in whatever way. But my point is, her absence, I've profoundly felt. Same thing with walking my dog. Nancy was the dog walker in the family. I'm now the dog walker in the family. We come across other dogs, and Nancy would come back and tell me stories of the people she met and the dogs she met. Mm-hmm. And then she would say, you know, I don't remember the people's name, but the dog's name was. And so she, you know, but the funny thing was that the beautiful thing was how God used that. For instance, one couple, and there were a number of couples and individuals that she influenced through her dog walking. One of them, one couple that she got to know well, came to faith in Christ, now goes to our church and has for years now. So those are the things where when that happens, I just miss Nancy so much because I feel like, wow,